This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley, marking a significant milestone in connecting the region to the national freight network. Responding to a social media post by the Union Minister for Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, the Prime Minister said it is a great day for commerce and connectivity in Jammu and Kashmir, and the development will enhance both progress and prosperity. Mr. Vaishnav, in a post yesterday, said that the first freight train reached the newly commissioned Anantnag goods shed in the Kashmir Valley from Punjab. He said transportation by railway network will reduce cost for the citizens living in Kashmir Valley. The inaugural run covered nearly 600 kilometres in under 18 hours, carrying 21 bogie-covered wagons of cement. With this milestone, the Kashmir Valley is now fully integrated into the Indian Railways freight corridor. The development is expected to significantly boost the local economy by reducing transportation costs and eliminating the unpredictability of goods movement along the Srinagar-Jammu highway, which is often disrupted by landslides, shooting stones and road cave-ins. Six FIRs have been registered, including one against BJP MLA Ashok Dinda, in the light of alleged atrocities in connection with the State Secretariat Nabanna march yesterday. Calling for justice for the R.G. Kerr Medical College PGT doctor, who was raped and murdered in the intervening night of 8th and 9th August last year. Police said the protesters did not obey the Calcutta High Court order for a peaceful protest. In one major incident, the victim's mother was allegedly lathi-charged and assaulted by the police, which was denied by the authority. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has drawn the attention of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to yet another apprehension of seven Indian fishermen and their fishing boat by the Sri Lankan Navy yesterday. In a letter, he urged the government to initiate a strong and coordinated response in this matter and secure the immediate release of all apprehended fishermen and their fishing boats. More than 2,000 fishermen had gone to the seas from Rameshwaram in 350 merchandised boats when the Sri Lankan Navy surrounded one merchandised boat and seven fishermen in it for trespassing into international waters yesterday. The arrested fishermen will be remanded in court today. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected areas of Dharali Harsil in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. So far, more than 1,000 people have been rescued. The state government has announced to provide immediate assistance of 5 lakh rupees for houses that have been completely damaged in the disaster. A 3-member committee has been formed for the rehabilitation and livelihood strengthening of the affected people. Essential relief materials are being airdropped into the disaster-hit area by helicopters. Electricity and network services have been restored in the village, and efforts are underway to reopen the road soon. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami assured that the relief and rescue operations are about to get completed. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand today. It said heavy rainfall is expected in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, western and eastern Uttar Pradesh today. Coastal Andhra Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also expected to witness heavy rainfall today. India has welcomed the forthcoming summit between the United States President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin that is scheduled to take place in Alaska on August 15. A statement issued by the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said, India welcomes the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on 15 August 2025. This meeting holds the promise of bringing to an end the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war, added the statement. New Delhi endorses the upcoming summit meeting and stands ready to support these efforts, said the statement. Mohun Bagan Supergiant has reached the quarter-final of 134th Durand Cup football tournament. In the last league match of Group B in Yuva Bharati Kridang and Salt Lake yesterday, Mohun Bagan defeated Diamond Harbour FC 5-1 to reach the knockout stage as group toppers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.